others say. I'll admit I was drinking all right till the judgment day. So how could I ignore you the way you looked that day? A basketball hit in your shirt. Oh, but my sweetheart had to go away.
Bark Hartley here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated, Here's Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR and the historical city of Trembling Leaves. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, here with my best friend, Rory Dowd.
Hey!
Patrick's in the back, Dogwater Dick's in the back. We got Maddie, Joe, and Henry from Bark Hardly.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I don't think we should tell anybody that was a recording. I think we should just say they came in here and
yeah.
did that.
The whole they just band played that, there. And yeah. it sounded that good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because we're amazing.
And then half amazing. Of them like threw down their instruments and just left.
And
like,
they refused to talk.
Drop. Yeah. Yes.
But they're coming back for the next song.
Yeah. There's 3/7 of the band. Who's absent from the band today? Who couldn't make it up?
Well.
No one knows.
We've got.
They don't even know
Maddie.
Who they play with.
This is Maddie, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
And Henry's here.
Henry.
I'm Henry.
Joe.
And Joe's
Joe.
I'm Joe.
Right on.
We're missing our drummer, Nico. We are missing our piano player, Curtis. We are missing...
Wait.
No, Curtis. What the fuck am I talking about?
I'm still trying to learn the names.
Wait, Nico plays what?
Yeah, yeah.
Nico's your drummer?
Nico's our drummer.
Is Curtis in or out of the
no,
band?
No, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Curtis
is gone. Curtis is out.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Dalton gone. Is
Make
our piano
Joe
player.
Joe okay. feels special.
Okay, let's,
that's why yeah. I looked at Henry and was like,
no, it's should funny. We, like, Curtis is one of my best friends.
Dalton plays what
should
now?
Should we start over or?
No, I think it's
funny. It is a lot
I
of
think
names
that everybody will learn. Be very happy to hear me fuck that up.
Curtis certainly.
So far, I've got Nico, drummer, Dalton.
Piano. Dalton is our piano player.
Piano. Okay.
We are also missing a lead guitarist, Cornelius, my stepdad.
Nice.
And
Brandon
then we're missing
saxophone.
Brandon on saxophone, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That's it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to go on longer.
Okay, Cornelius. I'm
it could
slow.
Go on Cornelius, longer in certain iterations.
Because this is for the blog, so I need to get out everybody's name in position. Cornelius on what?
Lead guitar.
Lead.
Okay, and that first song was fucking killer and
yeah,
crazy and weird, and it went in and out. And usually when you got a bunch of people playing, everybody plays at once, and you guys don't do that.
Brandon is our saxophone player.
Nathan?
Brandon. Sorry,
you guys. It's just hard to hear when everybody's talking at the same time.
I get you. I'm a mumbly motherfucker, too.
Saxophone.
Nick's got at least like three all voices right. in his head at all times.
No more of that. I got to blog. I got to take pictures. I got to publish. I got to host.
The whole slog.
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it?
A lot of moving parts. A lot of moving parts without Rory Dowd here.
Well, was it an acrimonious split with Curtis?
Not at all. I talked to him on the phone yesterday.
Cool.
He's our buddy.
So we're all yeah. good with Curtis.
No, we were in his wedding party
I
like
met
2 years
Henry
ago
because we were both groomsmen.
Yeah, we're chilling with Curtis. Yeah. He's a homie.
As was Nico, the drummer.
Everybody can't commit to playing two practices that are 3 to 4 hours long a week.
Ooh,
correct.
It's the length of the practice. That's pretty
correct.
Brutal. Yeah,
yeah.
I tried to
think that's more than professional athletes practice.
I didn't realize that was required.
We do 2 a week in most of my
Is Joe
bands.
Already quitting? I think Joe's already quitting.
I'll be out. I'll sorry. Be out with the horn section.
Yeah, bring
just
the trumpet.
Moving over.
Yeah, we do have about 5 different people who play saxophone in the band, funny enough. If we wanted to, we could just be acoustic guitar and just saxophones.
Wow. At least you have
that'd
options for an
cool.
album. Like, once you've like run out of things to do, do that.
There's once in a
Joe,
while.
Joe, do you play acoustic
like,
bass? Let's like really like sell this.
Once in a while, we'll have like.
I do actually.
I mean, yeah, I know it's the same as regular bass. It's just you know.
He also plays stand up though.
Yeah, there you go.
He can play double bass.
Yeah, that one's the shit.
Oh, it's so nice when Joe plays double bass, man.
Double bass, saxophone, and acoustic guitar.
But
start.
5 saxophones, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was really cool to meet and see your band. We played the Game Show, which I talked about on the podcast. I talked that up for a while, but Bark Hardly was awesome. And then on the Patreon, we were talking about how you are a lot of fun. And when you say you're bringing it to the show, I don't know if you mean like you're going to pull off your clothes and you're going to be in like an alligator costume or something.
You know what I mean?
No costumes today.
Okay.
His clothes don't look like he's got a
no game shows today.
I did Although there a, might, I did bring actually, a bit of cash if anybody wants to win some cash today.
We might be doing, we're definitely doing a game segment in this show. So.
Heck yeah.
It'll be fun. but yeah, great band. It was a weird mixture that night. Annabelle played. We had Sad Giants. These are all people who've been on the podcast. We love
Sad Giants.
Great headline, or I mean lineup. And then Glitter Bats played, and it was kind of a mix.
I loved it so much.
So eclectic. You did?
Dude, I loved it so much.
Because it was like,
me and Maddie were just gushing about fucking what you guys said, dude. It was so much fun.
We felt like fish out of water a little bit.
I was gushing to Maddie about it.
I wasn't there.
It's like Andy.
I was recovering from the flu. I was like, I can't sing or play trombone right now.
We definitely made it more eclectic lineup, so that was cool.
I want to play another show. I think that was super fucking fun.
Yeah. I think Roxy Colley would be a good fit for our band. Like, the same people would dig, you would dig us,
like,
I think.
Sonically it would.
Yeah, and the style of the music's not as scary.
I liked the gothic, like, operatic rock. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Cool.
I want more of it. Do you guys have an album?
It was a dope show, and everybody there was cool. It's just, I was just saying, like lineup wise, if I was putting that show together, I'd be all, that's weird right there. Royal Glitter Bats with these bands, you know. But I didn't really know what everything was. 100%. I almost thought, like, Bark Hardly was like maybe about werewolves or something.
You know? I wish our band was about werewolves.
We do have one song that
you can write a song about werewolves.
We have a song called Howl at the Moon. We request everyone bark and howl. At a certain part.
Maybe
she says
requests.
Sometimes we're straight shouting it at people.
Yeah, the drunk
kind of demanding
go crazy
it a little bit.
Do
you want
to
hear it? Here it goes.
So you're telling me if I come to a Bark Hardly show, all of you guys will yell at me to bark?
Probably.
And there might be drunk middle-aged women also howling.
Absolutely.
There's
if no one else,
there's
always
a very good chance
that
there's some 40 to 50-year-old woman who will howl.
You guys do good with that demographic. Or am I missing something?
It's that my mom brings her friends.
The women love me.
My mom brings her friends, and all the ladies love. It's LL Maddie.
Ladies love Maddie.
I can get a line of them after the show.
Hey, two drink minimum to talk to Maddie.
It's like, make sure you're good enough to drink and eat. And here's a Werther's.
You got to buy me a drink, and you need to call me sweetheart at least once.
And tip the server twice.
Yes.
Give me some of that purse candy.
That's something I struggle with. As like, I guess I'm our front man, and I have the hardest time remembering tip your bartender. That's like it's a staple.
Yeah.
Trying to get
everybody knows too. You know what? For it's sure. actually kind of annoying, I think, when people say that.
You know,
maybe even to the bartender, they're like, oh, God.
Shut up, I'm getting
here
tips,
comes
I know.
Demonstrable.
Only
because
everybody
bill.
Says it all the time. It's just, right. But you're right. It
I
is
do
like,
try to, I have been thinking,
just feels like etiquette.
I've been trying to mix it up with take care of your wait staff. Or if I know the name of the bartender, say
Ooh,
the
that's
name
better.
Of the bartender.
Being specific.
That's always a good one.
Be like, yeah. Max
hey,
is great.
Max is treating us right. You treat him right. He's going right. to take care of you.
Her.
You know. Whatever. Yeah. Okay.
They
care.
Max
they
is
care.
Great. They care.
They care.
All right. Whew, that was a close call, you guys. You want to hear some music? Should we hear? You brought
he's brought it. Yes, that's what he's doing right now.
Y'all brought some an acoustic guitar. Joe's here. Maddie's here. We're going to get a little bit of live show, and we're going to listen to your recordings like we did the first song, right?
I believe so. Cool. Do you guys want to do one of these now?
A live one?
I think that's what he's hinting at.
Song
yeah. Sure, yeah.
Sure.
Cool. I'll strip down.
Because those Everybody. Of you who are just listening to this episode, you missed out on their live duet that's on our Patreon show that went out earlier this week. If you'd like to check out...
We also revealed a secret, yeah.
Yeah, and secrets.
So what pissed off Henry for preventing him from getting
You've said enough. You said too much already.
No. You gotta listen to the Patreon to find out the real story of what happened.
Patreon.com/worst little podcast.
Please check us out. Subscribe.
$5. I'm gonna. I'm excited to find out.
We can talk away, I don't mind the sound. We can walk away from this little town. We're only human, we're all dirt and teeth and jagged nails. And I'm fairly certain you can rely on me when all else fails. Darling, I'll be there. Darling, I'll be there. We can love all day. I've got no place to be. And your sweet is sweet as honey. But bees can sting as well as build a home with their own kids. And I scream, you go to hell, and you say,
my dear, I owe.
Coming back for you, even if I don't want to. I keep coming back for you, even if I don't want to. And I keep coming back for you, even if I don't want to. And I keep coming back for you, even if I don't want to. And I keep coming back for you, even if I don't want to. I keep coming back for you.
Damn.
Nice.
That's great. I love your guys' harmony.
You guys sound so cool together. Yeah. And, you know, and it made me think it's fucking weird because the two voice, the male and female singers doing a duet, and that it's about a relationship that they're in love, but it's really unhealthy, just reminded me, and with how pretty it was, but not in the same style, reminded me of Fairy Tale of New York.
Oh, Little Pogues? Oh,
yeah.
Ooh,
it was
shit,
totally
yeah.
that feel. That like, oh, this is sad and lovely and possibly dangerous. And yeah, I loved it.
That's
good
very
job,
sweet. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Awesome. And is that a number you do with the whole full band? Or?
That is on the album.
Oh, cool.
For sure.
So there's saxophones in it, like five.
Yeah, there's like saxophones
what's,
and trombone.
What's the name of the album? album, you
there
say?
There isn't a name.
I haven't named it yet.
I want to call it Guitar
Is this
Music.
Still in progress? Or is it available?
I mean,
six of the songs are out.
May I make a suggestion?
Go right ahead.
Hardly Barking.
Would you believe it? That has been suggested.
I like Bark Hardly because it almost sounds like an old West outlaw or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Bark Hardly.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, give me a bottle of your best your whiskey. Off.
Did you say bark?
No, bark. I bark like a dog.
Like a dog. Like a tree.
Because I'm patient.
I was thinking of like Charles
Barkley. You guys, the dog didn't bark when you all came over. The dog always barks.
They didn't.
She
hardly.
Barked
at.
She didn't
at
bark
all.
At everybody. She
they
barked at some of
barked.
You.
She hardly.
Yeah. Compared to her normal barking, she really did bark hardly tonight.
That's awesome.
I guess we need to ask, how'd you get the name?
We have about a 50 thing long list of ideas for names, and no joke, it's the one at the top.
Oh, wow. Did you all vote on it, all seven of you?
So, Ben, nope. you had a band name list on the fridge, kind of.
Because we have
scenario.
That.
Sort of.
We have that
downstairs. You can go
we've
see.
Had that for like 25 years yeah. or something.
Mm-hmm. I have that's a different right. version at my house that we started. Like, yeah, we yeah. it's had children that's gone to different homes.
I think still. Only one band oh, ever yeah. used a name off of it, right?
Correct. And I really felt strong about Stink Pickle and Pissicle.
Lighter but Pissicle. Lighter so Thief good. Came from that list.
Ooh. Lighter Thief. I forgot about that, but,
oh,
my butt,
it's two bands.
But Failure Machine got their name from that list.
Oh, damn.
Lighter Thief?
Yeah.
Failure Machine.
Way better one. Band. No lighter offense.
Thief. Lighter Thief?
Lighter Thief, it like immediately makes me like, oh, fuck.
But what if my thing was you. Like a dub?
That was when I first learned to play guitar.
You're
not the so that
we were
should
both
be your
notorious lighter thieves.
Yeah.
Amongst a group of lighter thieves, you know?
Yeah.
It was just
the
gang.
Bad
man.
Ones in the gang.
Oh, yeah. I would come home from nights at Jub Jub's with like eight lighters in my pocket.
I have more lighters than I hung out with people tonight.
Yeah.
I would try to go and bring them back and release the fishes back into the ocean the next time I was at the bar, and then I'd come home with six other ones.
Yeah.
Because mine I had taped on my chain wallet with a shoestring.
Oh, I remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
And
why were you borrowing other people's lighters?
Because they'd hand it to me with the bowl.
Because you smoked a lot of weed.
And come then I'd on, pass man. The bowl that was dead and
keep
the lighter.
I am fucking seething with rage in here. There was a morning, I kid you not, someone asked me, how are you doing today? I'm like, terrible. I got lighter jacked like three fucking times last night.
Ooh, that's a band, good band name, Lighter Jacked.
Lighter Jacked.
Lighter Jacked. Lighter Jacked.
The antithesis to
I would go to the Lighter Jacked
I feel
Lighter
better
Thief
that.
Show.
Be a versus sure. show at that point. Yeah. Hopefully the Jacked win because, you know, stealing's wrong.
Indeed.
But it's always an accident, too. The lighter thief doesn't mean no harm. They just it happens.
They're like fish that jump from pocket to pocket. That is the oceans they swim.
You can, and when you're in band, too, you come home
you
with
do,
other people's chords sometimes. Well, this is when you're a drunk person, I think, because yeah. I've never had that happen since I've gotten sober, and none of these things happen when I'm sober. You know what I mean?
Just having the studio, I've had a lot of stuff go missing, but I've had more stuff get left here. So I'm ahead.
And that's the other thing.
You're ahead
I've
of the
lost
game.
Yeah. Had shit stolen so much.
I'm going to start
What's the most
letters?
Left behind thing here?
Do it.
Do you have one?
The Rick? Most left behind thing, right?
Oh, chords. It's between chords and guitar picks, probably. And the most stolen thing is tuners.
Wow. Because they get just left
oh my
on
God.
Top of a guitar.
No, they put them on their guitar, then they put the guitar away. Snarks. And they, exactly.
Yeah.
And so there was a while where tuners just flowed like water out of this house.
And probably never used again.
Probably, yeah.
Outside.
Borrowed at the next show and...
Guitar cables. All those guitar cables on the wall hanging behind Nick, I didn't buy a single one of those.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Inherited.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call it.
And I don't notice it until after it's been days, and I'm like, I have no fucking clue who left this here.
The store dropped it off.
They now belong to the studio.
Yeah, did you, like, at
it
least...
It was probably cable, or maybe my bass. I don't remember, but...
Like I heard
a
that.
Water bottle. Or...
Oh, and the water bottles, they wind up on the fridge, and then Carlos steals them and puts stickers on them. And you never know. You never know it was yours because it's got an ABFAB sticker on it and a Golden Girl sticker. So.
That's yours now, Carlos. So, Rory, you came in because you had a special report to do. Is that right?
Thank you. I have a couple things I'd like to bring up right
Let's
now.
Let's do that.
On a little Rory. Do we have any Rory segment
music? It's Rory Corner.
Music?
No.
Hey. I did get to go. I was the only representative from this contingent of the Reno contingent to make it to Mosswood Meltdown this year.
Yay. Awesome. Thank you for representing.
I mean, I did see a lot of Reno people there.
Of course. We all love it.
It was really awesome to see so many good friends there. That Aubrey Forston, our good comedian friend, she brought bubbles and gave them to the boys. Keith Haley was there.
Nice.
Passing out stickers and stirring up trouble like he always does.
Luke was there.
Good
Luke was there.
Yeah, I saw Luke and Wolfman, both of them. That was awesome.
Oh, nice.
A local librarian, Jamie Hemingway. Sprocket and Slurm at the Punk-a-Pet booth.
Slurm?
yeah.
That's a rad name.
That's a really great name.
I don't know Slurm, but way to go, dude.
the little one. It's his radio name.
Oh, nice.
No, there's just like all sorts of Reno love, Reno fun there. Some more coworkers of mine were there. And you know, I mean, I don't want to totally bore you with like all
the highlights, man.
Yeah.
Who are your favorite bands?
I got to pull up the picture of the flyer just because I'm dumb. So day one was pretty fantastic. That was the Iggy Pop day. And we'll just, you know, Iggy Pop still puts on a phenomenal motherfucking show. We were leaving at that point because the boys were exhausted, but that's the end of the night. We got there on both days to see all the bands. We were there early enough to see the whole bands. And so therefore, you know, 10 hours later, the boys were quite exhausted.
I can't even imagine. No. I couldn't take that. And I'm a grown man.
Oof.
Oh yeah. We went, the first day we wanted to make sure we got there early. So, the Drags were fantastic. Primitive Ring was great, but we were getting there and getting settled. The Drags, absolutely fantastic. The Fadeaways, goddamn fantastic. It was like just like seeing Teen Generate all over again.
Now it's going back and forth between two stages, right? So were you moving from one to the other?
Yes, a little bit. Because there was like two at the amphitheater, one at the field, one at the amphitheater, two at the field.
Right.
That kind of thing. And because I recently had hernia surgery, I was able to call in advance and get ADA seating, which was quite nice and helpful.
Damn.
But we did find out on the middle of the first day that if we went to the children's playground, which was also really nice to have at a festival, and if we stood on top of some of the kids' playground equipment, we had a better view than the people in VIP on the other side of the fence on the other side of the kids' playground.
Oh, wow.
For the amphitheater stage, we had really good spots for the ADA. So we had some really great...
So if you take the kids, don't get the VIP. Go to the playground. Right.
Yeah, just go to the playground, hang out. And, I mean, that's for the main stage shows. For the amphitheater, you'll still have to like try to get in the fishbowl.
Right, and then... I found when I went to the one I went to, I only went to one, the Devo one.
Yeah.
It felt more childlike over, not on the main stage, the other stage felt more like a puppet show.
The like shit. Stones, like, the concrete stage.
Oh my God. Chucky Sklar was also there doing the live stream. Chucky Sklar is this wild, crazy, multi-instrumental a performance artist that I met through Dave Massoud a number of years ago. And he came through town, we helped him with a show. And,
oh, wow.
And he was doing this live stream directly from Mosswood, interviewing all the bands and stuff. It was really fantastic. The Dirt Bombs was one of the highlights of that first day for me. Like I'm a huge fan of that band. The Spits were also just fantastic.
I've seen the Spits there before.
Mannequin Pussy, Otoboke Beaver. Like, I mean, these were just all mind-blowing stuff that some of it I missed. I was getting pizza for the children.
Sure.
And,
that's a long time to focus just
and,
on the stage.
Pizza for the children.
and then, you know, we had a nice hotel room. We went there for the night. The next day... We did get there early, but we did miss actually quite a lot of the bands because the boys were literally falling asleep on us. But we did get to listen to Frightwig from the Children's Playground, and they were really, really great. But again, the highlight again for me really came with the amphitheater seeing Tootie Cole and her band.
Oh, nice! That's, if you're not aware, from Dead Moon.
Yeah, it was, and all, their entire lineup is Dead Moon fucking songs. We got to watch the next best thing is to Dead Moon. A '90s grunge rock band, really primal to a lot of the music you know and love today.
Fuck yeah!
Nice. Didn't really get out of the region, but have been seeing a real resurgence lately. So check out Dead Moon on all your favorite streaming places, and Tootie Cole and her band, when I guess they are back playing a lot of shows.
Nice.
Northwest punk. And then of course the Dead Milkmen. That was a little chaotic and
that's
like
your
sardines.
Shiznit, though. Yeah. That's your shit.
That was pretty. I could barely see any of their heads at all. And I was like trying to climb a tree. Luke Grimes did climb a tree. And was featured in the San Francisco Chronicle for being a guy sitting in a tree.
All right, man, I want that picture.
Or he said some paper. I don't know what it was. Frankie and the Witch Fingers were fantastic. The Return of Jackie and Judy was really fucking awesome, too.
That's Fred Armisen
and
Sleater-Kinney.
Kerry Brownstein.
Thank you. Yes. And then after they played, we're standing there in the kids' playground and they're walking past us on this other side of this chain link fence going to these Airstreams. We go, oh, that's where they are all camping out. Shit, if we'd known that, we would have just stayed here at the playground the whole time.
Yeah, the playground's a spot.
We did not go over and mob them because they were like all post-show happy talking to their friends and stuff. I know what that feels like.
Armisen played drums for Devo that year.
Yeah.
And me and Mikey were just all, there he goes, man. He's fucking
right. I could yell his name and wave, and that would just be the douchey thing
to
do.
Let's not bug him. Fuck.
But we were within, like, we might have breathed the same air space with them.
Happened to me at a festival, Jack Black, too, walking by, and people kind of bum-rushed him for
attention.
For the selfies. And he's like, I'll do it, but you got to have your camera ready. And he's like moving while he does it. And he goes, and we were so close to being like, oh, I want one. But to be like, yeah, fuck it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just like rushed off like, fuck this shit. You know?
He's about to get caught in 200 people lining up.
Exactly. Yeah. Got the fuck out of there.
Did you steal any lighters from innocent people while you were there?
No, I don't smoke that publicly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was. I think I had quit. No, I didn't quit smoking yet, but I probably brought a whole bunch of lighters because I was on a road trip. I was on a road trip, and I didn't know anybody to steal from. You know what I mean? Right. I was just with my friends. So, but festivals are dope, man. Yeah. And the kids—that was their first.
Yeah, and then at last, so like the second day, like I said, the kids were exhausted. The first day, we kind of broke them. They were kind of little assholes all day screaming and yelling, not letting us listen to bands and, you know, wanting to like have food and crap. and then we let them stay up all night at the hotel room with more snacks. And, you know, it was like, it was a
vacation.
It was vacation. It was a lot of fun. Billy went out with me on a late night walk by the little bay that we were next to and stuff. It was very cool. But so then at the very end, the second day, they're exhausted. Billy's sleeping on Diana's chest like 30% of the day. And, you know, and Bobby's just whining that he wants to go back to the hotel room. And then so we're finally like, okay, fine. Bikini Kilk has started. We'll walk back to the entrance really slow before we call the Uber. And at that point, the boys start dancing as we cross the main field, and we got some great video of Billy just like, woo, and like people were gathering around him, and some guy was taking pictures with the telephoto lens, and look at that little punk rock kid.
Aww.
It was fantastic. And then, so they complained the whole time, both days. We drive home on Monday, because we did it smart, we took the Monday and Friday off. We're driving home. I'm like, so guys, what'd you think? Was that a good show or a bad show? Did you have fun? They said, that was the best time ever, Dad.
Whoa, nice.
Wow. We've sold them on festivals.
That line doesn't come free from kids, man. Dude. That's awesome.
Was John Waters in good form?
Was in great form. He had like great, long-winded, vociferous, allegorical introductions for every act that came to stage. And how they're the filthiest and worst band that you'll ever want to dance to.
He is still at the height of his power.
Yeah. And we did see, you know, we saw him like a couple of times almost close enough, but, you know, we've met. We've had him on the show.
True. Throw it in your search bar if you don't believe us.
Yeah.
Did you walk around Oakland at all?
We went to, on the way out, we did stop at a couple of Thai grocery stores, but we really didn't get to do much of the sightseeing bit. Because by the time we got to Monday, it was about, let's go home. And Friday we'd gotten in a little later than we had expected because we had done some roadside stops for urine breaks of the small child bladder variety.
Akitas?
We stopped there on the way home, my sir. Akitas, yes.
Akitas.
We got... Oh, God,
in
yeah.
Spanish, it's pronounced Ikeda.
Ikeda.
But it's Japanese.
Oh, oops.
Ikeda.
Yeah, so it's...
it doesn't matter.
Ikeda. Ikeda.
Ikeda.
Ikeda.
Ikeda.
But anyway, yeah, we got some pies, and I repaid my dog sitter with a cherry cobbler, and then we got like a steak pie. It was awesome.
God, I never would have thought I would see the day. Rory Dow buying a bunch of pies.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, wow.
Covered on the first season.
And I got their hamburgers and milkshakes and fries. And ate
their burgers and fries are fucking incredible.
It hurt me. I had like three lactates. So good.
Yes.
And their milkshakes. They will take an entire slice of any pie you want and stuff it into a milkshake.
Oh, I've never had that.
Whoa. Okay, we're going to need
you. Just so you know,
decadent.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah,
why would anybody do that?
Which pie would you like? Which pie would you like mixed into a fucking milkshake?
That's irresponsible.
That chocolate cream pie looks like it would go great in a milkshake.
They let people drive a car after that?
Right.
Yeah. So I don't want to take up too much time away from the show, but there are a couple other things I did want to mention. I did recently go see Macbeth at the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival.
Nice.
A co-worker lovingly gifted the wife and I, invited us to join her and her wife up there at the show, and that was lovely. And as we got there, we're walking up, and who do we see but good friend of ourselves and the show, executive director Joe Atack.
Oh, what was he doing there?
Working. And he's like, oh, where are you sitting? Oh, you're sitting all the way up there. Well, would you like to sit at this table up here on the beach right by the stage? And we said, yes, we would love to invite our friends to upgrade their seats. And we, you know, and it was just a delightful, you know, experience. If you've never been, it was
what
my
were they
first
doing?
Time.
Oh, Macbeth.
Yeah. The Scottish play. It was phenomenal. Just a phenomenal production.
Did they break a leg?
Many, I believe. Many
legs were broken.
Many legs were quite broken.
I'm going to see it on Wednesday, so I'll bring this podcast
you are.
Review next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So you could be like, Rory's wrong, it sucks.
Yeah, it was terrible. Okay.
But I mean, it's really incredible, and it makes you look fancy.
The setting is just delightful. Like, I mean, the sun sets in the beginning of Act 1, and then it's just this lovely, balmy evening watching great theater.
Yeah, Macbeth is funny, right?
Yeah, it's a like knee slapping good time.
It's been stupid hot in Reno.
It's fucking funny.
It's nice in Tahoe, right?
That's my review.
Perfect.
Fucking funny.
Macbeth, one of Shakespeare's funniest plays. All the critics agree.
Macbeth's just like, I'm going to kill everybody. It's hilarious. Yeah.
People are just dying to see it. So that was all great. And, you know, I mean, please go patronize the arts, patronize the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. It's just fantastic stuff up there.
And if you can, go see Mosswood Meltdown.
Next year. Actually, the pre-sale tickets are already sold out.
That always happens.
Hell of a deal.
You got to grab those the second they come out.
The day, which is the day after.
You get that. Everybody who's ever been gets that email, and I go, oh, let me think about it. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone. Yeah, you gotta fucking hit it as soon as you get it.
We met some folks on the playground who had brought their daughter, They evidently live nearby, and they always get the tickets on that day. They don't know who's going to play, but they live within walking distance.
That's the deal. You don't know who you're getting. You're buying tickets blind, but you just know you want to go to the show.
And you know it's going to be awesome.
But how cool would that have been if you bought it blind last year, and then you find out that
it
would have
been half the price that I paid.
You know what I mean?
A bunch of those bands I'd already seen at a previous Mosswood Meltdown, mm-hmm. and my mom had her 55th high school reunion that me and my sister went to in Petaluma with her.
Ooh.
So that's why I couldn't go. But next year, for Entourage. Fucking sure, I'm going to buy those tickets as soon as I can.
So the last thing that I did want to announce here before we move on with the rest of the show, this is going to be – thank you, Nick. I dropped an earring. And Nick about tripped and broke his leg.
I didn't see that spaghetti beneath my feet.
This is year 22 of the Merry Anarchy Festival.
Ooh.
XXII this year. We are going to be having it on December 19th at the lovely Alibi. Or not Alibi, Jesus Christ.
That's crazy.
Alpine.
Oh, we're at the Alpine.
The Ale Works there on 4th Street. It's going to be, we're going to have food. It's going to be all ages. We're really, really excited about it.
All ages, nice.
And our beneficiary this year is a sister dear and close to all of our hearts, Mallory Kate of Mallory Kate Creates. Long-time Mary Anarchist.
Mallory.
Visual artist. And
she's
musician.
Been on the show?
Yes.
Yeah, multiple. A part of the Memorial Day Meltdown.
Mm.
One of our most infamous shows to never... Yes.
Oh, wow.
She was Jess's ride. She was the most sober person in the room.
Okay. good.
That was good
distinction.
I got to go back and listen to that.
We were all in rare form, that one. And we were still learning how to podcast. There was a lot of talking mm-hmm. over each other.
There were people sleeping on the floor.
In the middle of the show, yeah.
It was a long show, too. Wasn't that with Tom Gordon?
No, but that was the same year we did our first
show. Oh, it was the You Tell Us the Top 10 bands or something. Didn't we do that?
We had just Blaze on and we got ripped for okay. Memorial Day.
Anyway.
But
gotta respect the troops.
But Mallory, you know, she's been a big part of our lives, the podcast, the Merry Anarchy. She's been our bartender. She's going through a lot of health issues of her own. As a single mom, she's battling a degenerative ocular disease. She's losing her sight slowly. She is also a caregiver for, a member of her family besides her child. And is a struggling contemporary artist. She's got the Reno Tarot Project. She's got Art or Die. She's got all these initiatives out there that she's working on. And so she's going to be our beneficiary this year. We are going to rally for the family. And so at this point, I'm throwing the hat out there this week, right now. Any of you listening, all you bands, I'm looking for bands to play the show. It is going to be a one-day show, and how long the show is will depend on how many want to sign up and be a part of it. So, Merry Anarchy #2 at gmail.com. I was actually correct.
Just the numeral 2.
Yes.
Okay.
Merry Not THENUMBER. No, it is Merry Anarchy, the 2. Digit 2.
2.
At gmail.com. So any bands out there, please hit me up there. Please hit us up on Facebook. I'll be making an announcement this week about that, probably the same day you hear this show. Life is short. We love you.
Nice.
God, Rory, you said you were going to talk about three things. I didn't know you were going to talk about three things all at once. I was like, Jesus.
No, that's good. That's good.
No, like, just here's the Rory segment. Now we got to just have some music and be done.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys want to give us another song, and then we'll do a special thing that we do with new first-timers. Like, Joe, you've never been on the show, right?
Correct.
And Maddie hasn't been on the show. Henry, you have been on the show. Did we do the quiz with you?
No, I don't think so.
All right, let's hear a song and do the quiz.
And which song? We could do a recorded one, right?
I thought we were at a recorded one, right?
Yeah, let's hear a recorded one.
Let's do Reno to Hollywood.
Reno to Hollywood. I love you, Pazuki. I'll talk to you soon. Nothing important. Just being silly. Love you. Bye-bye. Reno to Hollywood. I love you, Pazinski. I'll talk to you soon. Nothing important. Just being silly. Love you. Bye-bye. Reno.
I love you, Pazinski. To Hollywood. I love you, Pazinski.
I'll talk to you.
Nothing important.
Love you. Bye-bye. Reno to Hollywood. We'll talk to you soon. Nothing important. Just being soon. Love you. Bye bye. Reno.
I love you. Nothing.
Just talk
to Hollywood.
Reno.
Nothing important. To
Hollywood. Just
nothing.
Reno.
To Hollywood.
Reno. Love you.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was sweet.
That was your old man, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I recognize that voice.
I thought you guys might appreciate that one.
That was great. That was really cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Great, great guy. I fucking miss Bruce a lot.
Likewise.
Oh, Rick, give me some of that old-timey music, please.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
That's right, folks. It's time for the worst little quiz. We're going to ask you some questions to get to know you better, and the things that the people really want to know. So, and then we're going to indiscriminately give you points on it. Just
you are fighting each other with your answers.
That's right.
It's somebody will win and somebody will lose.
Three-way battle.
A three-way battle of wits.
Maddie, Henry, Joe, are you ready?
I'm aura farming at Joe through the wall. He can't even handle this shit right now.
I'm ready. All right, my first question is the... let's do a Cadillac Kim question since she couldn't be here with us today. And you're going to splice two animals together. What are the two animals and how are you going to position it? Where's the head? What size are they? Maddie, you go first.
Do we have a goal?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
What do you think's the coolest?
I'm going to go the front of a buffalo and the back of a kangaroo just because it sounds really, really scary.
Damn, a hopping around buffalo.
A hopping buffalo?
Yeah. Just bam, right and in
it's
your
got,
face.
And it's got the baby buffalo head poking out of the pouch.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, and so it's like a second alien punch.
Yeah, it could be like a
boom, boom.
Little spooky, like, there's a second one there.
It's an excellent answer. Henry.
The front half would be a regular house cat. And then the back half would be a regular house cat with one of its legs missing.
So a three-legged cat?
I think it would still win.
Are they
whatever
the same
competition
cat, or
you're
they
trying to have
cats?
Happen here with these animals?
Is it two different cats? Like one's
be
a
the
black cat and one's a white cat?
Or is it,
is it like
cat?
A liger?
Black cat and a tabby?
They're both calico, but they are different cats. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's, are they different that's patterns cool. of calico?
You can tell they're different. I don't
one's
know how to describe
calico,
it.
One's a brown calico, one's more you know, of an orange calico.
You can you be go. So odd that you become normal.
I like that.
You know,
I like that.
You can odd your way back into normalcy.
Broken clock.
I can give a different answer. If that's not.
No, no, no.
That's,
no,
that's
a great
your
one.
Answer. That was
great. Here's your points, dude.
Yeah. Joe, it's your turn.
I think a bull head with like a snake body.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's
great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'd want to go with the snake being like as large as a bowl.
Instead yeah. of
to
the
hold, bowl, or a tiny
bowl. A tiny
bowl
on a regular
tiny,
size
tiny
snake.
Tiny little bowl on a corn snake.
Tiny ring in its nose.
I wouldn't fuck with that thing.
My initial thought was more of an anaconda.
I was imagining like giant Amazonian.
That would make
like,
bullfighting way more entertaining.
Huge and horrifying.
Oh my God. Wow. And then when the bull doesn't lose, it like constricts around the matador, and then swallows it while everybody screams.
That's a movie waiting to happen.
It'd be like Spain. What the fuck?
Spain. What the fuck?
What the fuck is going on over there?
Who answered first this last round? Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie did.
All right, Joe. I'm going to start with you. Upon your demise, where would you haunt?
That school in Virginia City.
Okay, we'll take...
All right, that's a great school. Answer.
Do you mean the current school or the old-fashioned school that's
old
a museum?
One. The old okay. museum one.
Fourth Ward School.
So then I'd have people school. To hang out with.
Great answer.
Spooky.
That's a good answer.
Because Rick is inhabited by a 102-year-old gravedigger. Sir, let's go with you, sir.
All right, my electric scooter.
You would haunt your scooter?
I love that.
That's the first time someone's haunted a
motor
vehicle.
I like it, the haunted scooter. Like Christine, but a Vespa.
Better watch out if I die.
Terrifying.
Very cool answer, Maddie.
Well, Tonopah's got that super creepy clown motel.
Mm. Hell yeah.
I would want to haunt the Burger King that we stop at instead of going to the clown motel.
Nice. Nice. Not the building with the clowns and the minor cemetery with all the kid graves.
But the one where everybody goes to
the one
to
where
avoid
you get fries.
I want to scare people when they're like, okay, we're getting gas. We only have like however many more hours to Vegas or Reno or whatever.
Where can I get an
you're
impossible
going.
Burger?
Well, yeah, where can I get an impossible Whopper? Let's go to Burger King. And then there's
Timmy,
like,
stop hitting your sister.
I'm all bloody in the bathroom mirror behind you, like screaming the second you look up.
You'd be haunting their bowels.
Yeah. Well, I'll scare the shit out of them.
That's
huh?
an excellent answer.
Do
like
ghosts scare other ghosts? Because that's why I wouldn't go to the ghost hotel. Because I'd be afraid of the clowns at the ghost hotel the whole time. Or whatever.
They're,
I'm saying it back.
They're already been ghosts for a long time.
The clown hotel's already overcrowded.
I have
as far as I know, the ghosts at the clown motel are not clown ghosts.
I have stayed at the clown motel many times. And it's an amazing place. I love it.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's
and
really
the
cool.
and the parking lot, the cemetery, the old cemetery is right there.
Yeah.
Like, you park in the same parking lot to go to the cemetery or the clown motel.
You know, like a hotel, you'll get like
and there's
an ocean
tiny...
view or street view. This is cemetery view.
Do you want? Yeah, exactly. And so waking up early in the morning as an old goth kid and stumbling out with my pipe tobacco to wander in the cemetery and drink coffee was amazing.
Hell yeah.
Is there a
that sounds fucking rad.
That sounds sick.
They have different
yeah.
themed clown rooms. Is there one you prefer? Like,
there, you know, every or? The difference in each clown room is that there were different clown pictures. Mm-hmm. So the rooms have pictures of clowns, like Red Skelton style pictures of clowns.
Mm.
And so as I stayed in different rooms, I just remember the clowns being different, but I don't remember one of them being particularly great. Now, you go into the main room where you get your room, the main, what do they call that? The lobby. And there's a huge museum of all these little clown figurines
knick-knack.
Just filling
from, like,
it everywhere.
Thumb size to like, you know, like 24 inches stuffed animals, ceramic,
clown
pictures
symbols.
And posters and,
then
stuff.
Early in the morning,
it's
the guy that,
gang symbols.
The guy that works there who has like almost no teeth just looks at you and goes, "You want some muffins? I made them this morning."
Oh, fuck yeah.
And he kind of shuffles around
the
room.
And the muffins
Does
were incredible.
Give me a little wink?
I think so.
I put something special.
All right.
Yeah. Tonopah wink.
The Tonopah wink. There's the bad name.
That's a bad name right
fuck
there.
Fuck yeah.
It's not a wink. Cocktail.
Heck, that's an episode name, the Tonopah Wink.
Oh, wait, I've lost our place in the quiz. Where are we at?
Your question.
We're up to me.
We're up to you.
Okay, what is the most memorable story you have from middle school? And we'll start with Maddie.
Oh, gosh. Probably the moment that I, like, realized that I am sexually attracted to women.
And this happened, like, in a class at middle
no,
school?
It was
or just like.
I was walking in the hallway. So I'm bisexual. Hi, guys. I've been out of the closet for a long time.
Howdy.
I remember walking the hallway, and it was two separate instances in the same conversation, and I turned to one of my best friends, who also likes women, and I said, "Hey, do you ever, like, stare at girls' butts?" And she was like, "Well, yeah, that's normal." And we kind of went about, like, our day, and then she posed the question to our third friend in our trio, and she was like, "What?" And just looked so, like... not put off, but just like, what are you talking about? And yeah, it was like within a few months, both my friend and I were like, you know what? I think there's something we have in common.
She's nice.
I think
your other
we
friend's,
like girls.
Your other friend's an ass man or woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like.
She's a man woman.
She's like, no, I thought she's just like, no, I just look at their.
She's like no, I'm more into the tits.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they say.
What are you talking
gal.
About? I can't gal. Take my eyes off their feet.
She's like, I don't look at girls. What?
Top that, Henry.
Henry.
I don't want to.
No.
I had a really good time sneaking onto the roof of Swope with...
Now, wait, how did you get up there?
Blank,
was there like
a ladder
or a spot?
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly with people I knew.
Is this after school or during school?
Oh, this was like at like 2 in the morning on a Saturday.
Nice.
This was definitely some old school 13-year-old
and you were
drinking 40s on the roof.
And you were you were students at said school.
We were students there.
Had not yet graduated.
Had not yet graduated, and I was I hadn't really like I had like kissed a girl before, but not like really though. You know what I mean?
Did you get that on the roof?
Nope. that continued. That was I was trying to keep my streak going. I'm a video game player, so I'm about high scores
streaks.
So I was trying to go for the high score. It was probably like maybe like a couple of years later. I also have
it was actually last week.
I finally got on the roof of Swope. It was rad.
after 40 years,
I'm still in middle school. Kiss me, but I was scared.
Yeah. How many times did you get held back? That's what I'm wondering.
Nobody can hold me back. I'm bigger than everybody at school.
That's right.
Even the janitor, who's my friend.
Even the janitor, who's younger than me. Yeah,
right, Joe.
Joe. No moves were pulled. End of story.
Nice. Joe.
I remember I got the shit slapped out of me by a girl.
Ooh.
Full-handed.
What'd you do?
Like, bitch slap. I don't remember. Said something.
Something and stupid, probably.
Yep.
What'd you say, Joe?
I honestly don't remember.
He does. Can you try?
But you remember the slap.
I assume it was hilarious.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah. Joe. What constitutes the perfect breakfast?
Bacon and eggs.
And what are we drinking?
No toast?
And toast. But okay. Those two, because you have a muffin, English muffin.
And what to drink?
Whatever. Coffee or a bloody.
Okay. Henry?
Am I thriving or diving in my life in those moments?
God.
I need
that's
that. I just need to know
question.
That.
I
want to
say diving.
Whatever you're doing right now, like what would be a good breakfast?
Ooh,
this
okay.
I'm doing pretty good right now.
So thriving.
So I'm going to go with.
Like, what would be the perfect breakfast now?
Homeboy's on a come up right now. I'm going to go with quinoa soaked in yogurt with blueberries and Big Mac.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And what are we having to drink?
What's to drink?
Yes. What are we drinking?
Is it actual breakfast time, like 8 a.m.
Yes.
to 12 a.m.?
Yes.
Yes. Area or 12?
You know
more like 8
Henry,
to 11.
8
Henry,
to 12.
I'm asking the questions here.
Okay,
anyway,
my bad.
We're getting technical.
My bad.
What would you eat?
Orange juice is the best thing to have in the morning.
Okay, cool.
Very good. Maddie.
My breakfast this morning was so good. We made smoked salmon yesterday. Mm. So I had a hard-boiled egg, some smoked salmon, some blackberries from my bush outside, and black coffee.
Perfect.
It was real good.
Hey.
Nice.
Yeah.
So everybody asked a regular one. Let's go to the rapid fire because we're running out of time, folks.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles.
All right.
Early Beatles or late Beatles?
Sorry.
Late.
Say it again.
Early Beatles or late Beatles? The cutoff being Rubber Soul.
Late.
Rubber Soul early.
Late.
Revolver late.
Late.
Okay. Late all the way around. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Ooh. Nice.
Oh,
would you rather be transported? Oh, wait. First, the ultimate question. What is it, Nick?
When somebody doesn't go Star Wars,
we can't
it doesn't
do it.
Really
it
work.
It doesn't work.
I still
it's
think
not unanimous.
It feels awkward.
Okay, you're right. Oh, would you rather
come on,
be
Rick.
Transported to the vacuum of space or the bottom of the ocean? To die.
I was going to say I'm dying either way. I don't give a shit.
Vacuum of space.
Base.
Take me back to the stars.
Nice.
I never want to drown.
We also came from the ocean.
I'd rather die than drown.
You'd probably implode before you drown.
If you were
like, either way, I'm going pop.
If you were to die in a cult, would you rather it be Jonestown or Heaven's Gate?
Ooh.
Jonestown. Tasty little treat at the end.
Heaven's Gate dressed a lot better, though.
Just going Heaven's Gate?
They were nicer to them in Heaven's Gate.
And you get to ride a comet for the rest of eternity.
With Jonestown, you get to keep your testicles.
Yeah, they cast so. Rich in the other one.
I wear sweatpants. I don't.
Matching shoes.
Matching shoes. Who wins in a fight, a vampire or a werewolf?
Werewolf.
I agree, werewolf.
I just don't like werewolves. I want to say vampire, but I think probably a werewolf.
Mm. Okay. Donkey or a walrus in a fight? Who wins?
Mm. Are we on land or in the water?
We're at the beach.
The shore.
At the beach?
Yeah.
Walrus.
Probably a
walrus.
Walrus? I think a walrus could get a really solid hit in, but I think a donkey can walk away, so.
That's true.
Until they drag him in.
Yeah, but they're fighting.
They're fighting?
They're fighting.
No, it depends. How high can a walrus get to tusk it, like...
Maddie, you got to pick.
They
okay,
gore.
Walrus, whatever.
All right, walrus all the way around. Now, if you could live in the world with either the Beatles or a walrus, which one's going, walruses or the Beatles?
Who's gonna win in a fight?
The Beatles.
Late stage Beatles or a walrus?
Is it one of them? Is one of them the walrus, though?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Obviously.
How late are we talking?
One of them is
well,
the
John's
walrus.
Still
the
alive.
Other three are fighting.
Okay, okay.
Who wins?
They did say the walrus was Paul.
Yeah. As they are today.
Johnson, I do think that George, Paul, and Ringo could beat the shit out of John.
I don't know that four humans can really take a walrus.
But I thought Paul was the walrus.
No. Isn't John the walrus? I thought John was the walrus.
He said he was, but then he's in another
later
song.
Later in another song, they say the walrus is Paul.
Exactly. Here's another clue for you all.
What
the walrus is Paul.
That's in Glass Onion.
I know.
Yeah.
I love Glass Onion. It's one of my favorite songs. What
that drum beat rips on that song.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It fucking rips.
Best
dude.
Burger in okay. Reno. Mm.
Beefies all day.
Nice.
I was gonna say Beefies too.
Joe?
I was a Juicy's guy.
Uh-huh. Mm.
But
acceptable answer.
On Wells. So I'd say probably Royce.
Hey. Also a great answer.
Can I do an honorary one though?
Sure.
I'll make you a better burger than anywhere of those places.
Oh. Oh yeah, you have a truck, right?
Not no longer, but yeah.
Right, you had a truck and all that.
Still makes good food.
Cool.
All right, is that the...
Yeah, let's total up. Let's see what the computer says.
Okay.
Maddie, by a long shot.
Oh, man.
Maddie with 800,642 points.
I think it was the smoked salmon.
Joe, I think, has
second place.
I thought that was
1,000 or no, 1,600, right?
100. Oh, sorry. I thought that was a period, not a comma.
And then Henry coming in with 1,234.
That snake bullhead thing was going to.
You guys did great,
it,
though. Here's some Worst Little Podcast stickers. And your name goes on the board up here. And
on the big board, right under last week's loser.
Great job,
winner!
Excellent.
All right, so we got another song. What's coming up next? Oh, and we have good song, bad song. Time for one more game, you guys. This is something we started this year. The premise of this game is that.
Do I get to play?
Yeah, you get to play too, Rory. Everybody plays except for me. And this is a game where my friend John from Roxy Collie and the Glitterbats, our keyboard player, we hang out a lot, and I really like to hear his opinion on songs because he's a bit of a music snob. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Here we go. I also have to turn off my hearing aids so that we can all hear it through the microphone.
Who knew
so
when we started
second.
This podcast that Nick would need to turn off his hearing aids for
that? That is an utterance I never expected to hear on the show.
I know.
Oh yeah, I'm transparent.
Mostly
because no
I thought I would lose my hearing before him.
You should.
I'm just taking care of it before.
You should lose your hearing just based on how loud your voice is.
When's the last time you had a hearing test?
Last year.
Good. If you're in one unduly, I recommend it.
If Rory lost his hearing, he'd be even louder.
Yes.
Okay, where were we got? We got last week we did, what did we do, you guys? Who's last week's?
I don't
know. Oh, it was 2 weeks ago. That's why I'm so confused because it was a while back. I believe we had. Yes, we are up to this one. Some more hip hop. All right. Okay, so the clue, you get the. You guys get the clue of the band, and then you guess good song or bad song according to John Cornell.
So we're going to guess whether John thinks it's a good song.
Okay,
or a bad song.
All right.
Based only on the band.
I know this individual, so.
Rory, you go first.
What do you think, Rory?
And he's never been
we have to know the band.
Oh, the band is Cypress Hill.
Okay.
Any specific track?
No,
we don't get to know that.
So good song, bad song, but it's just the band as a whole?
Bad song.
No, you're going to say bad Cypress Hill?
It's going to be a particular song, but we don't get to know that.
Oh, okay.
And then we say if it's good or bad.
So there's a variable we don't know.
Exactly. Is John going to like it?
And here's the thing. John's never been wrong.
So keep that in mind.
His opinion is gospel.
It really is.
All right, Roy said bad.
Yeah, I don't think John's a big fan of Cypress Hill. There might be a track or two that he likes.
But. Rick, what do you say?
I am going to say John is going to say this is a good song, only because I've been saying John is going to say a bad song 100 times, and it always fucks me.
Except for last time.
Oh, yes. I'll be so happy. Except
Rick won
right
last,
over Rick.
Last show. Rick won. Pat, what do you say?
I'm going to say good song. I feel like Cypress Hill is like the untouchable golden age of hip-hop. I think he's going to have a hard time saying that this is a bad song.
Okay, so we got two goods and a bad. Joe, what do you say?
I'm also going to say good with Cypress Hill.
Three goods and a bad.
Classic
Maddie.
Rap group.
I feel good.
Good.
Henry, I wanted so badly to say good, but now just like law of...
Because so many people have said good, right. You have to come over to the dark side.
He hates this shit, I can tell.
Okay. So two bads and four goods or something like that?
Yes.
Let's see what we got.
All right, good song, bad song with Nick and John. John Cypress Hill. Insane in the brain, in the membrane. What do you think?
Oh, man. I mean, this song's a good time, right? It's not brilliant. I mean, besides the chorus, does anybody know a single word of this song? And we listen to them. They're silly. They're frivolous. But it's trying to be fun, and it's fun. I mean, I don't know anybody who'd be like, oh, this song isn't fun. It's not fun at all. So I think it did what it set out to accomplish. I'm calling it a good song.
Oh. Yes! Yes! Right. Two in a row! Right. Two in a row! Oh my God.
Keep the streak going, Rick.
Fuck yeah. I do think my opinion of his opinion of Cypress Hill was confirmed, though.
Yeah. I mean, that could have gone either way with
John. He's not a particular fan of it.
They don't. It doesn't have to be technically proficient or something for John.
Now
it can just be,
I understand.
It's doing what it's setting out to do is enough for it to be
now
a good song.
Now I understand the parameters better. Damn, I wish I could play again.
Is he a musician?
Yeah.
Oh, he's accomplished.
Plays on glitter bats.
You guys should get someone who's not. So they're like pure.
It's all so good.
So they're pure, and then they can
judge.
if anybody's familiar with the TV show, An Idiot Abroad.
Carl Pinkston. Yeah.
They take a guy who had never traveled outside of his hometown before, and then Ricky Gervais just paid for him to travel around the world and experience new shit
and be
miserable and uncomfortable.
I'm never gonna.
One point, he was joined by. The actor who plays Wicket, the Ewok.
So funny, yes.
Warwick Davis.
Thank you. Yeah. Because they didn't like each other that much.
Yep.
And it made the episodes quite entertaining.
Like when they have dinner and just hang out, like.
they just had complete, yeah.
Just contempt for each other and.
Well, it just came from opposite worlds and didn't laugh at the same jokes.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It was, and they get frustrated at different things about each other. It's very good. Nice. Idiot Abroad, check it out.
Was it Soundgarden that John was like, there was nothing good or interesting about this?
No,
song.
It was.
What was the one?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah,
he said
yeah.
She was
said,
so
this,
funny. Dude.
This is not good because it is a conglomeration of things that are good and not original. And like, yeah, he just ripped them. And he was
so good.
I like it.
Covered
Temple
on a previous
Pilots,
podcast.
You know, I like them. But only because I fucking did give him the Nickelback treatment, kinda. And then when I saw him live, they were fucking amazing.
That's right.
And then I met dude the next day. What's his face? The singer, Weilen.
Mm-hmm.
We met him, and he was super fucking nice, dude. And I was like, all right, you won me over, dude. You know?
I was not particularly a fan. I thought they were an Alice in Chains ripoff band. But then, like you said, I saw a live show, and they rip.
Mm-hmm. They're really fucking good live. And then also, like, dude was good to the fans. I thought that was cool. And then he lived that fucking true gnarly drug rock and roll lifestyle from point A to point Z, dude. And he died for rock and roll.
Yeah.
And so I got to give it up to Stone Temple Pilots. So fuck you, John.
A rare miss.
Okay, so what song are we closing it out on?
Can we do the last one that we had
sent
to you?
Yeah. Heck yeah. What is it? Anything you want to say about it?
Henry's pointing at me. It is called Empty, Empty Heart. Pay attention to the lyrics. I promise we're a loving group. Say no to Nazism.
Fucking A.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Punch a Nazi.
Can we quote you on that?
Pay attention
for everybody else's safety.
We don't support Nazis.
We are not Nazis. Pay attention to the lyrics. Hopefully you have a little bit of religious background
to understand.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Bark Hardly.
Mike, you're being crazy.
Thank you for being on the show. Not Nazis. Worst little podcast.
This just in. do we have any closing notes? Do you have any upcoming performances? Stuff?
We don't right now. Actually.
Where can people find you on the internet?
On this podcast, that's it.
This podcast is the only spot.
But then you got some songs released. Is it on everything?
Yeah, it's around. You can look up Bark Hardly. We're like on Instagram
Spotify,
as well.
Apple Music. I think we're on all the things.
Yeah. We're supposed to be on all the things.
My family hit me up about it all the time. I'm sure we're everywhere.
Excellent.
Everywhere.
Bark Hardly. Yeah.
All right, I guess then with that, any shows coming up this weekend, anybody? All right, with that, I am Nick Ramirez for the Lord Strice, for the Reverend Rory Dowd. Thanks for being here, Rory.
Hey, thanks for having me again, guys. I love you.
All the guys in the other studio and our guests tonight, everybody, I love you, and thanks for being here. Life is short, and we love you. Let's hear some more music.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. You're the king of the Jews, you're Jesus Christ. You're the king of the Nazis, you are Hitler's brown eyes. You're all the reasons my pieces don't fit. You're all the reasons I don't give a shit. What do we do when we're alone? Should we sleep outside or near the fire in our home? And what do you think when you're apart? Fill up with whiskey for your empty, empty heart. You're the king of the Jews, you're Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
You're the king of the Nazis, you are Hitler's brown eyes. You're the king of the Jews, you're Jesus Christ. You're the king of the Nazis, you are Hitler's brown eyes. Think of me, does it make you cry? Or do you smile from the way you said goodbye the last time? Jesus Christ. You're the king of the Nazis, you are Hitler's brown eyes. When you think of me, do you often cry? Does it make you pause? Does it make you think twice? To see your whole life through, and I think you should say goodbye. Just sit back, relax, and try to clear your mind. You're the king of the Jews, you're Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
You're the king of the Nazis, you are Hitler's brown eyes. You're the king of the Jews, you're Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
You're the king of the Nazis, you are